told you I had some lovely books that had come my way that we were going to talk about throughout the course of the show today. And the first of those is a book called Home Place, Heart Place, Journeys Around Ireland, written by R.J. O'Donnell, Roisin O'Donnell. And chapters 25, 26 and 27 of it are about her journeys around Kerry. And I'm delighted to say we've got Roisin O'Donnell on the line now to tell us all about it. Roisin, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Now, did you actually physically travel around to all these places? How long did it take you?
Well, oh gosh, I don't know exactly, Deirdre. You know, I didn't do it all in one go, you know. But there's some bits and pieces, you know. But the home place part of the title refers to that I got somebody local to each place to travel with me. Because the reason I did that was because home place has such special power over people. And it also opened up a lot of hidden places that wouldn't be on your average tourist trail, you know. So you can imagine what a privilege it was when I had the late Brendan Kennelly and his sister Nancy to show me around Ballylongford.
Absolutely. And I was delighted to see there's so much Kerry material in your book. So tell us about that that experience with Brendan and where you went and what you did, Roisin.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Brendan always talked about Ballylongford as his centre of the universe. And his sister Nancy was there as well. She organised it, in fact. She has produced a pictorial book on Ballylongford. And between the two and their memories and their stories, it was just what I was looking for. Now, their enthusiasm was catching, as you can imagine. Because Ballylongford wouldn't be on the regular tourist trail of Kerry, you know, but it was home, and that had a magic to it, which made it a really great day. Now, like a lot of poets, Brendan used his home place in a lot of his poetry. He went back to Ballylongford as a kind of a point of reference for that childhood vision that's the perfect material for poetry.
Exactly.
And it was a lovely moment when we stopped alongside Carrigafoyle Castle and they showed me where they swam in the river as children and where they climbed up to the battlements of the castle. And then we went on to Lislockton Abbey. Now, those two buildings, like Carrigafoyle and Lislockton, they're showpieces like to how the historic past of Ballylongford. And in the early years, that was the ruling family there with the O'Connors. But a lot of the history is bound up with the plunder of Elizabethan wars and Cromwellian attacks. And Brendan recalls these events in his poetry. But like the jovial fellow he was, he infused a lot of fun into the tragic tales, you know.
He did indeed.
In the poem.
And just to move on, because I'm just conscious of the time, Roisin, where else in Kerry did your travels take you for this book?
Well, I travelled to Slievelochra, which is another magical place. It's the home of the Aisling, the Dáin Gró. So it's especially a lovely place. You know, it's not your normal Kerry dramatic scenery, but it's a very gentle place, and it had a great history of the Bardic School and Egon O'Rahilly and the poet Eoghan O'Sullivan. That made it very special. They were composing their poetry, like the Aisling poem is probably one of the greatest local art forms. It's the sweetest of poetry. Yes, it was composed in the most depressing of times, like after serial confiscations and conquests, you know. So that was noteworthy in itself, that you could produce such sweet poetry at a time like that. Daniel Cork recalls O'Rahilly the Dante of Munster, you know. Eoghan Rua was a bit of a prankster, a bit of a womanizer. He was more a jovial type, you know. He kind of left a trail of stories anywhere he went, you know. He'd often ask foolish questions and pretend not to understand the answers, or he'd ask a priest, he'd say he didn't understand the Ten Commandments, and then when he had gone to great trouble to explain them, he'd break into impromptu verse mocking the clergy, you know.
And very much your focus in this book, Roisin, seems to be the influence of home place.
Yes, yeah. That's right. The influence of home place, where possible, I got somebody local to travel with me just to give it a heartfelt feeling. Now in Killarney, Killarney itself speaks for itself. No matter what, you have every shade of beauty, every nature, every beauty of nature that's possible to think of converges there in Killarney. And you have Muckross Abbey, Inishfallen Island there in Loch Lane, which the annals of Inishfallen, they were very important documents. Then you have it go to Dingle, you have Galarus's Oratory, you have the Beehive Huts, which tell the story of early Christian settlements. And then, of course, you have Brandon Creek, where St. Brendan set off on his seven-year voyage, you know. So Kerry has just such a widespread. You said I gave it three chapters, but it was really worthy of it.
That, it was. And can I ask you about Christy Moore, the famous singer-songwriter? He was involved with you as well, in terms of showed you around a spot that's...
He guided me around Kildare, yeah, that's right. And of course, he was very influenced by the Bog of Allen, that kind of thing. And there was one place that I was just very interested in highlighting, because the Midlands are not your average tourist trail. And the Bog of Allen is a wonderful amenity. There's Corlay Trackway there in Longford as well in the Midlands. Very little heard of, you know. It's the greatest discovery in Europe of an Iron Age trackway. Christy Moore, he sent me to, I just can't remember the place now.
But it was a place very dear to him, obviously.
The place is very dear to him, and he talked about how much they influenced his singing, and of course he composed songs, you know, himself and his brother Barry, they composed a song, I'm a Bog Man Deep Down, you know, and mm-hmm. that was very much influenced by his own surroundings. But he always said that he felt relaxed. He went back there to his home place for inspiration, for a walk down by the Liffey in Newbridge, you know, where he comes from. And he also talked about his mother, where she came from, that in County Meath, that place never left her, you know, that she was very much... That's what prompted me to ask him in the first place, because I think you notice those things in people when they echo your own sentiments, you
this
know.
Is it. And do you think Irish people have a very strong sense of home and the place where they grew up, and it always stays with them?
I really think so. Now, I don't know whether the Irish would be more inclined to be like that than
anyone else.
But maybe a lot of people are from kind of rural backgrounds, and maybe rural places have more of a pull on people. Although that's questionable too, you know, because urban places are... you know, it's whatever you associate with growing up, childhood horizon.
And you wrote
very magical.
You wrote a book about France as well, along a similar vein.
Well, not quite similar, but obviously I couldn't get French people to come with me, but I did. It's called France: The Soul of a Journey, and I wrote that a few years ago. It was about a journey around France, from Normandy, from the spires of Normandy. It's very much Gothic cathedral domain there in Normandy, and down to Vendée, down to Vézelay, which was a famous place of pilgrimage, you know. Mm-hmm. And
so travel writing is your thing, obviously, Roisin. And this book, I presume, I mean, it would be of great interest to tourists coming to the country who want to know a little bit more personal information about our history and our folklore and that. But it strikes me as a book that native Irish people would enjoy as well, because we don't always know enough or as much as we should know about our own country.
Well, that's possibly true. I got in the history of it. Now, I used to be a history teacher, and I think, like, that a place without knowing its history is a little bit lacking, isn't it? You know, so I brought in the history very often, because that's what I would like myself. If I wanted information on a place, I'd immediately want to know what was it like in the past, you know. And I very much focused on that, and I very much focused on that in the French book as well.
Very good. Well, look, Roisin, we've got to let you go, but it sounds like it was a real labour of love, and I'm so glad that you spent time in Kerry, and you were lucky to meet the late Brendan Kennelly, such a lovely, lovely, charming man.
So lucky, yeah. Yes. And his sister Nancy,
indeed.
Well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm delighted you discovered North Kerry, which is a bit of a hidden gem, really, on the Kerry Tourist Trail. So the book is called Home Place, Heart Place, Journeys Around Ireland by R.J. O'Donnell. And I presume it's available now in bookshops here in Kerry.
It is available, yeah.
Very good. Roisin, the best of luck with it. And thank you for joining us. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
That's Roisin O'Donnell there, and that book is called Home Place, Heart Place, as I said, and really gets to the essence of why home and the place where we grew up is so important to all of us, even if you moved hundreds and thousands of miles away from your home place. And no matter whether you grew up, as Roisin says, in an urban area or a rural area, that sense of home will always influence you, I think. And that's very much explored in this book. Now, we're going to be talking about a very different book up next. It's a book all about the rock and roll lifestyle. Stay tuned.